So right now, if you want to muck around with GPT-4, you have to type queries into a chat box, and it'll talk to you in its own way. But are there other ways people will be able to kind of experience what GPT-4 kind of brings to the table?
Yeah, OpenAI is going to be opening this up to other companies. Other companies are already using it. We actually just learned that the Bing chatbot that people have been using for a couple months has been running on GPT-4 the whole time.
So the Bing chatbot that people were sort of losing their minds over because it said it could feel or think things and insisted to a New York Times reporter that he should leave his wife, that was using GPT-4 the whole time?
Yes, Microsoft executives confirmed that yesterday. Microsoft is a big investor into OpenAI, so it makes sense. But yeah, so we have been using this the whole time, and that sort of explains why the Bing chatbot is so good. But yeah, and so other, I know, sorry to surprise you, but yeah, other companies are using this too. Duolingo, the little learning app with the owl for languages, it is starting to use this now too, where it'll have like a little chatbot that you can talk in different languages to it, and it can give you feedback. They've been talking about using this as like a visual learning companion for people who like have eyesight issues or who are blind, where this could be like an image description app for you, which I think is really cool if it works. So, you know, OpenAI wants to not just sort of be the main source for this. They want to like feed this into a million different companies that all have their own needs for it. And, you know, Microsoft too, being a big investor, they want to fold GPT stuff into their search engine, their workplace software. So you can be typing a document and you can say, hey, write this resignation letter for me, and GPT will roll out some big letter for you. So I think this is going to be something that's going to be in a lot of different businesses, and we may not even always know that it's like behind the scenes writing for us.
Do you have a sense that anyone out there was disappointed or maybe underwhelmed a little bit by what we saw this week?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, even the OpenAI people were trying to say, like, you know, Sam Altman, who runs OpenAI, he said a couple months ago, like, the hype cycle is crazy for GPT-4. Like, people are going to be disappointed, or people are begging to be disappointed, and they will, by what we're unveiling. Like, even as cool as what we're putting out there, it's still not going to be this, you know, all-seeing, all-doing sci-fi wonder system. And it's not. Like, we should be realistic that this is just the newest version of an imperfect machine.